Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Julia Barr on Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Katie McLean, and I'm on Stardish Radio.
This is Jill Larson on Stardish Radio. Tune in and stay tuned. You never know who will drop by.
Hey, this is Sydney Penny, and you're listening to Stardish Radio. Stay tuned.
Good evening, everyone. Today is October 2nd, 2008. I'm your host, Joanne. You are listening to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is just a general chat. Not much for guests in the next couple of days, so we're just going to do some recaps. I got Georgette on the line.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, how was your friend Chester?
Oh, I love Chester.
And Richard?
Richard's doing fab. I will have to introduce you to both Chester and Richard at Super Soap. It'll be fun.
Okay. Yes, it will. Okay, very good, very good. let's move on here. Tony's on the line. Let's bring Tony on.
Evening, Joanne and Georgette.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Glad to hear it. So I'm reading some rumors here. Yeah, I'm still a couple days behind on GH, but I want to get to some of these rumors that are going around. Wait a minute, I just lost my page. No, that's One Life to Live, not yet. Oh, okay, here it is. Sam and Lucky fans have good and bad news if the Spoomer makes it as a reality. They will bring a baby of their own into this world for Lucky and Sam fans.
Hmm.
But the bad news is that first Sam has to placate Alexis after Mommy Dearest finds the sexpot daughter about to do psychopath Jerry. Alexis dumps both of them and Jerry's breathing fire, loathing at Sam. Well, evidently the two of them get caught trying to do the nasty, and she never tries to even tries to let Alexis in on what she's doing. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. What happened on the last couple of days, Tony?
On JH?
Yeah.
Well, it's all about the central point of the show, basically, is about the aftermath of what happened at the wedding.
Right.
Where Kate got shot.
Right.
And fighting for her life in the hospital. Libby was the only one who could take care of him. And Sonny basically said that basically he wants to take back the business.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, first he wants to find out if Carpomp. He thinks he knows for sure Carpomp is the one that shot Borcott or someone in Carpomp's army. But Jason obviously telling him, no, we gotta check out who really did it. But we all know who really did it was
mm-hmm.
Andy Sicar. And there was very living proof because Rick caught him with that gun he was just putting back in his little box. Rick knew
mm-hmm.
he shot him. But Anthony is trying to spin it the way that Sonny could convince them that Carpomp was the one that shot him. So that
right.
way he can get rid of Carpomp and then get Sonny his good graces and then eventually, get rid of him eventually when he takes back the business and then he thinks it's all good and funny and then he will try to, his plan is to get rid of him eventually.
Right.
Okay. So that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing, trying to play Sonny against Carpomp about that. But Jason is not convinced. He wants
right.
to find out who really did it. So that's why you got Spinelli on the whole thing. So
mm-hmm.
that's why he's doing that. And then, but, Sonny, he is still hell-bent. He is eventually going to ask for the business back. And that's not going to be true. That's going to be a
right.
total fact. He wants that business back. And he
right.
wants to make Carpomp pay. But he's going after the wrong man. Pure and simple. He's going after the wrong man.
Right.
He's not the one that's doing it. Sakaar is the one that's doing it. And Rick's going along with the plan. Okay? So he's trying not to interfere. You know, because, you know, if he interferes, you know, he will do something to him. You know, Anthony Sakaar is a crazy son of a bitch, you know that. He'll kill anybody who gets in the way. Okay. Well, switching gears to one more lighter note. I just saw it today. What about Nicholas and Nadine? Had a little freaky dicky in the bed finally. I finally made some love. I said, about time those two got together, you know what I mean? I mean, it was pretty wild, you know, really nice.
I wanted to say something about that.
What?
Yes.
It was disgusting, okay? You can't. There's no way. It was not very attractive, and it was not, it was gross. I was sitting there puking loogies. Yeah, you could skip that part. You're not missing a damn thing. It was gross. Okay, continue. Okay.
Well, evidently, Nadine is supposed to find out that Nicholas is really only with her because her spirit reminds him of Emily, and she's going to give him the boot anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Another rumor going around is that Johnny and Lulu break up.
Surprise.
And Laura is really getting better. Lulu's not as crazy as everyone seems to think that she is.
Absolutely.
Which I would be happy about. You know, I really don't like the fact that they use Jeannie Francis at will. You know. So, you know, that annoys me. I hope so.
Yeah.
That it does come to fruition on that end. Back to Karpov, he's actually going to give Jerry a job, and the job is going to be to kill Alexis. So we'll see how that goes down.
Wow.
Know that.
Because I do. My sources are telling me.
I said I didn't know that. Don't get smart with
that. I thought you, look, hey, you know what, really? That makes me call you Francesca. Maximus Giambetti.
Don't make me call Richie.
calm down, Bridget. Take down.
Maximus Giambetti is coming onto the screen October 8th. Who is going to be played by Vincent Pastore. So that's going to be really cool to see.
Yeah, that's going to be funny as heck.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. And let me see. Wait a minute. What did I do with my paper? Damn. Yeah, see, I could say that. Oh, here it is. One Life to Live. Todd is happy because Marty is going to leave her past behind and agreed to move on with him.
Hmm.
They make some concrete plans for the future. See what happens with that. There's a possible proposal. And then she questions his motives.
What?
So we'll see what happens with that. Langston begs Ray to let her stay in Landview. Jared is finally figuring out what's going on with Tess. And Adriana's back, and she's not leaving without a fight.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Leaving without a fight with Rex fighting his life, she's trying to keep Gigi from him, you know. She still loves him. She's still married to him. Because remember, they didn't file for divorce. Okay?
Right.
They didn't file for divorce. So Adriana's still technically married to Rex.
Right.
Okay. So she... So basically she's going to try to keep Gigi away from him. But even though Gigi and him are now meant to be there, are trying to be together. Okay. So, but, in fact they have Shane, of course. Shane's his son now and everything. But Adriana doesn't care. She still loves Rex, and she doesn't want Gigi anywhere near him. Okay. But what right does she give her? I mean, after what she pulled, all the stunts she pulled, you know, by bringing Brody to town in the first place, first of all, what gives her the right to try to get back what the lie she told? She knew that Shane, you knew that Gigi kept that secret about Shane and didn't tell him. Same thing about bringing Brody to town. I mean, what right does she, I mean, Rex had every right to divorce her, you know?
Right.
Every right.
Well, yeah, he did, but the fact is they're not divorced, and she still has that marriage license to hang on to. So as long as she has that, you know, she can pretty much do whatever the hell she pleases. So,
we're going to keep in Gigi from Lex.
Right. Back up a minute to General Hospital, I'm seeing here that as in rumors from the past where Spinelli is supposed to be was supposed to be Kate's son. In fact, he's going to be the child of Olivia and Sonny.
Oh, my God.
And his name is Dante.
Holy shit. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Spinelli is there. Would be his long-lost son.
Olivia and Sonny's son.
Are you kidding me?
And Steve Burton is making noises about taking time off, and the Wubs rumors are saying maybe he's building a juice empire, so he needs to take some time off.
Yeah.
Now, did anybody see that big thing between him and Inga Rademacher?
Which one are you talking about?
Simona V?
No, I ain't heard about that story.
Well, evidently, let me see, do I still have that paper here? Evidently, Ingo is getting a little perturbed over the fact that the GH cast, the majority of the GH cast, is exploiting their celebrityism and their fan events into selling the quote-unquote Jesus juice. And he was asked to participate and told them, bottom line is, I don't need this kind of stuff, and I don't think that it's fair for you guys to use, you know, use this to exploit, you know, fan events and stuff like that. So I said, go Ingo. You know, I thought that was pretty cool because they actually do really do that a lot. So that was that. And then the toss-up is also Sarah Brown's contract is up in January. Is she going to renew it?
That's up in the air. Well, it's pretty up in the air right now. It depends on how the story is going, especially with Rick and Claudia right now. But if things keep going the way there is right now, there's a possibility. I think she may walk because I think she wants to go and pursue other things, you know, like prime time or whatever. Because she went to prime time basically a long time ago. You know, she's been in prime time before she came back to General Hospital. She was in prime time shows. She was actually a regular on one show. I forgot what it was. CSI, yeah. She was on CSI regular. So I believe dude, her time on GH might be over, and I think she might be heading back to, you know, back to prime time or Secret Films or whatever. Because I think she wants to get off that GH army, get out of that GH orbit, and get back to where she get back to more acting ranges and possibly future films.
Mhm. Yeah, I did read something about that, so we'll see what happens with that. We've got some callers on the line. Let's see who we have. 352. Who's this?
That would be Courtney.
Hi.
Hey, Courtney.
Hey, Joanna. Hey, Tony.
How you doing?
Good. I just want to comment about the Spinelli and being Olivia and Sonny's son. I think that'd be a cool storyline.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be a funny turnout.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'm all for it. I think it'll be fantastic because Lisa LoCicero's character, Olivia, is really a spitfire. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Palm Beach Daily News youtube.com/soapbox. They did a nice little blog about her today and her character, and I really like her. I like her
I
as an actress, and I like her attitude. I love that whole New York Brooklyn thing that she's got going on,
mm-hmm.
and I love the fact that it would be Spinelli as Sonny's child, being that, you know, he has treated him so horribly to date, you know, up until the wedding,
mm-hmm.
you know, saying, you know I gave you a hard time or whatever, but you're not that bad. Well, what, how's he going to feel when he finds out that it's really his kid?
Yeah.
He's going to go ballistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be in denial. He's going to say there's no way that he could probably have fathered a child like him. And I wonder, also, since he is going to approach Jason about giving the business back, is he actually, whether Jason gives it to him or not is still up for debate, but I want to see what's going to happen if, you know, being that Spinelli is already pretty much involved.
Yeah.
In the mob, is he going to go work for Sonny because it's his papa?
Yep.
You know, and leave his master.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
his master.
Yeah.
AKA
so I think that's going to be pretty, I think that'll be pretty decent storyline for a change.
Yeah,
and also, you know what I forgot to mention? I did read a rumor, and I mean, again, just rumors. They're not my opinions. They're rumors. That Bob Guza is actually on his way out the door. They're transitioning him out the door the same way they did with the writers from All My Children.
Wow.
Into Chuck Pratt. Again, I don't know if it's true, but that's what I've heard.
I think that sounds like I don't know what I can make. I don't know what to make of that. As far as I can see, that's probably the producers are probably fed up with his Ryan, or they sort of fans are fed up with too much fake soprano stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And they probably need a fresh change, you know. And Bob Guse has been running for that show quite a long time, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they may want to try and fresh pair of eyes.
Well, you know what? Maybe some people made enough noise to the fact that maybe it's true and they'll start something fresh. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
Well, I'm just going to wait till it gets in Soap Opera Digest for sure. I'm not even going to hear about some rumors that somebody picked up. I know you got the Plumbee Sooners. I'm not going to say they're not reliable, but I'm saying other stuff, you know, other blogs.
Palm Beach News, I didn't hear none of that from Palm Beach News. That's a total other thing. Palm Beach Daily News is a friend of mine, Michelle, she runs their blog, and she just did a blog on Lisa LoCicero's character, is all.
Okay,
but that's
cool.
Not where I got the information from.
Okay, well, I apologize to your friend.
No, that's
sorry.
Okay.
Bye, Michelle.
No, that's okay. Okay, let's see. I got a couple more people on the phone here. 352, another 352. Who's this?
Renee.
Hi, Renee.
Hello, Renee.
You just spoke with my daughter. How ironic.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking she's actually
I'll tell you
online.
What, that is pretty cool because she is a big fan of all the soaps.
Yeah.
I've got a couple questions.
Okay.
Now, that is really going to be weird with Spinelli.
Right.
And Olivia and Sonny, considering Jason, we know what Jason thinks of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Sonny can't stand him. That's
right.
Going to be really weird.
Right.
Now, Now, what about Kate?
Well,
Is she
going to
be okay?
I mean, as far as Megan Ward goes, she's not going nowhere, so of course she's going to recover. But it says that some stuff that I read earlier states that she may be moving into the Metro Court.
Oh, really?
So I don't know what's going to happen with Sunny and her as of right now.
I know I heard that she could be paralyzed. You know how you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Paralyzed and all that.
Right.
So hopefully she makes a full recovery.
Right. I hope so, too. I hope so, too. Let's see here. Vanessa Marcel is going to be on Lifetime. I'm posting a link in the chat room for everyone to check it out.
No
way. Wait, where is it? Lifetime. For those of you, http://community.tvguide.com blog entry, and you should find something on Vanessa Marcel there.
Is it possible she comes back?
She's not coming back.
No. She's already made that clear that she doesn't want to. You're not coming back to DGH.
We hear this stuff, but...
Yeah, that thing was going around for like almost two freaking years since...
Exactly.
Yeah,
what they do is they go and just plaster that on the front of the magazines just so people will buy it.
Especially ABC and Soaps and Debt magazines. The same magazines reporting that by Maurice Bernard and Steve Burton are going to be hanging out on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
You believe that?
Oh, that'd be hot stuff.
That would be sad.
I believe that Steve Burton will probably be on his way out in another year. He stated that he made over $500,000 just by selling his Mona V, and he'll probably give GH one more year, and that'll be the end of it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I love him.
Everybody does.
Another question, Sam and Lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I actually do like that couple together. Who would Daddy be?
What?
Who would Daddy be? Would it be Jerry or would it be Lucky?
Well, I don't think Sam ever consummates any kind of thing with Jerry. I don't think they actually do anything.
No.
And she doesn't let Alexis know anything going on because of her position.
Right. So she thinks that she's protecting Alexis, but in actuality, Alexis doesn't care what she thinks. She should have told her and been done with it.
Wow. Now, you said something about Palm Beach. You were talking about Palm Beach?
Mm-hmm.
What is that one I wrote down? I've
Palm
got to
Beach
check this.
Daily News. It's the Palm Beach Daily News.com/soapbox. That's online blogs through the Palm Beach Daily News.
Cool.
Yeah, and there's a story on that Joanne mentioned. There's a story about Lisa Cicero, the actress who plays Olivia, and giving her high praise of what she's been doing of her character on DH since she's been on.
And actually, Stardust Radio was featured on there yesterday also, the show about Super Soap Weekend, yes.
Oh my gosh,
I wish I'd gotten to hear that. I know my daughter did, but...
Oh, well, you can go to the archives and listen to that.
Yeah, it's in our archives. You just go listen to it. It was a very candid and very lively conversation about Super Soap Weekend, about the demise of Super Soap Weekend. Now, this was called...
If you go to stardishradio.com and just go into the Internet Archives, and you'll be able to find it, along with many other past interviews.
That's great. I found my daughter was telling me who was coming and who wasn't, and I was in total shock.
Mm-hmm.
Because she doesn't know she's coming because of her, well, we'll say busy career. Cameron Matheson made it.
Yeah, Cameron Matheson will be there.
You know what I mean? He made it last year, and he was on there.
Well, I think that with Susan, it's a little different, like because of her taping schedule. I believe she tapes from Wednesday through Friday, and then flies to California Saturday. and does her rehearsals, and then she's on the show Monday and Tuesday. So she's not around for that. Cameron's schedule is probably different.
And you know something else I found odd, and it upset me? Well, we'll call him Ted Martin. Mike Lee Knight. I was shocked that he wouldn't be there.
Right.
He is always there. Always there. And I heard Jackson wouldn't be there this year either.
Who?
Walt Willie.
Oh,
Walt
yeah.
Willie.
He hasn't been there the last 2 years, yeah. For whatever reason. I don't know.
I know.
Okay,
go
what
ahead.
Is it?
Tell
him,
Georgia.
His son does this play every year in November. His son has autism, and he does a play
aww.
Every year in November, and he doesn't go. He goes to see his son's play. And that's why he wasn't
uh-huh.
there last year. He was invited. He was invited last year, but he didn't go because of that.
Really?
That's why he's probably not this year. Yeah.
Now, why wasn't one more question. I know some didn't like Nicholas and Lord, her name. That's with
Nadine.
An N.
Nadine.
Thank you. Now, it wasn't bad, but for him to use it like it's Natalia, that's going to break some hearts.
You mean Emily?
Yes. Yeah, I meant Natalia.
Yeah,
4 years
Natalia
ago.
Livingston.
Awesome.
Right.
I've met her 4 times. She's sweet.
Yeah, she's very sweet.
Actually, no. I've met her like 5 or 6, but she's nice. But I like Claire Coffey, but I'm not a fan. She's cool and all, but not with Nicholas. And Tyler's kind of hard situation to work out. He doesn't have chemistry. He's a very good actor, but he doesn't have good chemistry with everybody. So you can't just take a quirky person like Nadine and Claire Coffey and stick him with a serious person like Nicholas and Prince Cassadine. I think Nicholas would be best with Claudia. But all I must
mm-hmm.
say, though, I like Claudia with Rick Hurst. So, and I
can't
wait till they
get that one.
Start unchanging some clothes. I'm excited. I want that to happen. But if I couldn't pick anyone else for Nicholas, I'm not really sure who I'd pick.
I don't know either, because that one's a hard one.
I really have you have no options. I mean, really. It's weird.
No, because.
No, there's not really a lot of free women. There's not really a lot of women on General Hospital, huh? I mean, you know.
He can sleep,
not
he can
for
sleep
him.
With Elizabeth. He can sleep with Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
No.
What happened with him and Jason then?
Don't you remember a while back where Nicholas actually had a thing for Elizabeth when he thought Lucky was dead?
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
I remember that.
Yes, he did.
Oh,
he
my
had
gosh.
A thing for her when he thought Lucky was dead, and he wanted to be with her. So, I mean, you know, I think it would be pretty nasty now being that, you know, they've evolved so much as a family, so to speak, because of her marriage
exactly.
to Lucky. You know, it would be kind of gross. But
I have to agree.
Yeah. I do wish that they would just settle Elizabeth down with somebody instead of the empty promises from Jason.
Right.
I would like to see that. I really, my dream is for them to bring Antonio Sabato Jr. onto the campus of GH and pair her with him.
There's an idea.
Antonio Sabato Jr., Jagger would have a lot of stuff to deal with on GH. I mean, it wouldn't be focused around his son the way it is on Night Shift. It would be focused around the fact that he's an FBI agent and also the fact that he's got a deep, deep history with Jason and Sonny.
Right.
So he can actually be the hero cop that comes in and saves Port Charles.
And you know the other thing I thought that was weird that my daughter told me yesterday? Luke Gore wouldn't be there, and neither would Anna and Robin. And I'm like, do what?
The what?
Anna and Robin won't be there, and
yeah.
neither would.
Yeah.
Beware.
Yeah, I think you were talking about the...
I think I lost her. Maybe she was talking about the Super Soap Weekend list. I don't know.
They did.
Hello? Yeah, I lost the caller. She's not on the line anymore.
I think she was talking about the Super Soap Weekend, and yeah, that Robin is not going to be the Kimberly and Finola Hughes, which would have been absolutely fantastic if they could have done it.
Yeah, but yeah, that could have worked, but you know, Finola has got other, you know, other projects she needs to do, so she's probably was too busy to do it.
Mom, but you don't realize you can only have like 5 minutes.
My gosh, I'm shocked.
Okay, here's what I'm talking about.
Courtney, you're still on the phone.
What did you say?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay, you're still on the phone.
I was talking to my mom.
I know, I heard you. Her call dropped.
Yeah.
She was in mid-sentence and her call dropped.
Do you want to talk to her?
If she wants to finish her sentence, sure.
Hey.
That's okay, your call dropped.
Now, what was you finishing before your call dropped?
You were talking about Kimberly and Anna Finola Hughes?
Yeah, right. Like Robert not being on, coming on Super Soap Weekend. Cause
you're laughing.
Courtney and Luke and Laura, and I'm thinking, now, her coming back, Laura coming back and doing well, what's going on with that?
Well, Laura, they've been trying to work something out with Jeannie Francis. Basically, I think the only thing that was hindering her coming back to the show was the fact that she wanted more time off the way that Tony Geary has.
Gotcha.
You know, Tony Geary has the best job in daytime, you know, with his vacations and stuff.
He's
and
got
that's,
several
you know,
vacations.
And that's what I believe Jeannie Francis wanted, but she actually picked up and moved back to Los Angeles to try it again.
Oh, wow.
So I think that we'll see her on the canvas for a while. I'm happy that they decided not to make her a figment of Lulu's imagination. Because I'm not really a big Lulu fan, but I love the scenes with her and her mother. I love the scenes with Laura and Lulu.
And the brothers thought she was crazy.
Right.
And I was happy to see, you know what I mean.
Right.
Realizing it not happening. She's not
mm-hmm.
nuts. But, and John and her breaking up, that's another story. Who will she be with next?
I don't know. No, she'll probably get back with him. I think it's just it's some kind of tactic they got going on. I can almost be positive.
I'm leaving, guys.
All right, Georgette, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. I told Richard and Chester you said hello.
Oh, how sweet. Give them my best.
I will.
Hugs
okay,
and
bye.
Kisses.
Bye.
Chester.
Take care, love.
Okay.
Bye.
Back to One Life to Live. There's a rumor going around that someone is going to get shot and killed this fall.
No.
And ABC does confirm that a character on the canvas will take the bullet and it'll change the Kramer family forever. So I don't know who that is. I don't know who it's going to be. But, I mean, start evaluating
right.
it, it's like, well, who could it possibly be?
Okay, there go the question.
Adriana? Would we be so lucky?
No,
sorry.
No, I don't think so. Adriana, because Adriana's already off the show, so that wouldn't even... I don't think that they would do that.
Oh, my gosh.
She's already off the show, so it doesn't... I don't think that'll really matter.
So,
yeah,
let's see.
True.
So, I'll eliminate her. Now, who's next after that?
Well, let's see. You got Addie, you got Star, you got Blair.
Oh, no.
You got Langston and Dorian.
And... Well, this is
some
not
will change forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Something to think about. Okay, I am going to bring Rita on the phone. She's been hanging on. Let's see what Rita has to say.
847.
Don't go nowhere, everybody. Rita.
Hello? Oh, thank you so much. I have something. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you fine, Rita.
Oh, thank you. Well, I had about a couple of things I really needed to say.
Okay.
Number one, it seems like Sam's portrayer, she always has that sad, she loses a child. She's such an excellent performer. I think they have to give her those real strong roles, just so she could use all of her acting abilities. Remember, has Livy, she lost the child?
Yeah, but Sam's not losing a child.
She couldn't have children anymore. And now she, well, she couldn't have a child, I mean.
Right, right, right.
And now she lost a child, and now she can't have children on General Hospital. I think she has to have strong roles like that because she's an excellently strong portrayer.
Right.
The thing I have to ask you, and this has been bothering me, and I'll tell you where I'm going with this. Do
please,
any
please.
Of you remember, I don't, how Bo fathered Matthew?
Hmm.
And you're probably going to figure out where I'm going with this.
Bo fathered Matthew when he was married to Nora.
So he was married to Norma, and it was done the traditional way, is what you're saying.
Right. Him and Nora were both married, but it was believed to be that Bo could not have children. So Nora wanted to conceive a child for him, and she slept with her ex-husband, or ex-lover, rather, Sam Rappaport, Lindsay's former husband, to father a child. So
perfect.
It went on for quite some time, thinking that Sam was actually Matthew's father, but a test proved that it was actually Bo.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Because so many parts of me, and I know you agree with me on this, so many parts of me, and my friend Jenna, my 815 friend, she will confirm this. I said to her, there is so many parts of me that thinks that Bo could be Rex's biological father, not, you know, his character, his personality, no offense against Eileen herself, but her character, I just can't picture them, you know, actually doing it together. And
mm-hmm.
now what you said about Matthew, and even though Rex said Bo, at the end of that, the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire set-up game show when he was in a coma,
yeah.
and they said, who is your father? And he never was told, and he asks his mother, can I have a lifeline? And then she's saying she never slept with David Vickers. Oh, the man, not the dog. Oh, I never slept with the dog either. And she put so much time into that. And that's kind of her personality. I love what Eileen said.
Hilarious.
When she was on your show, I was going to bring this up if I could have gotten through. But she could, she was saying this should be somebody very, very complicated.
Right.
But I was literally thinking, and it could still happen,
mm-hmm.
that she is literally going to have to reveal the truth. It can't be Mitch Lawrence. God forbid.
No.
I told you how I felt about him.
Right, but it actually could be, and that's the turn that they were taking to.
Because of Jessica? Bringing
right.
Jessica out? Because Natalie wouldn't be a blood match.
No. But back the way when Allison Perkins was broken out of the asylum, it was supposed to all reveal... come up to the reveal of Rex's father, who in, it was supposed to be Mitch Lawrence, but Mitch Roscoe Bourne actually took a role on another soap. So they had to scrap that whole idea, and they kind of just dropped the ball. So what we were talking about the night that Eileen was on the phone is that, and actually Tony Ann in the chat room is working on some postcards for me, of a screen capture of Roxy and Rex the minute he found out that they, you know, that that Charlie wasn't his dad. And we're going to have some silhouettes in the background on who the possible daddies are. So we're going to have postcards made up, and they're going to be available online for people to download and go make some, you know, and send them into the studio. So that would in turn give Eileen Kristen some more time on the screen and let them know that we don't want to let go of that storyline. We want to know who Rex's father is. And once that comes out, Eileen will get more screen time.
Well, I have to bring this up to you. Like you say, I am so glad that you said that to me, because don't you agree with me that would be so emotional and so moving? I could see Bo willing to give his blood, and I could see Rex being his son, the kind of like how Ryan is Spike's son, because, like I said, I just can't picture it together, and I could see, but the part that does not fit in with Roxy, she says, he would never forgive me. Now, what part of why wouldn't he forgive her? And I'm thinking the only way is because she didn't have it the traditional way.
Right.
And,
I don't know. I still don't see
how he would not forgive her. I mean, Bo, he announced it. I would want Bo as my, and then he said, but you're dead wrong, you're dead wrong, and then he flatlined, because it said in the Soap Opera Digest that he will flatline every time he gets the answer
right.
Incorrect, and his heart rate would go up when he gets the answer right. And he said, oh, but it's the truth, though, even though it was, you know, what he said about Jen. Why was Lindsay in his dream?
Because he had an affair with Lindsay.
Right.
That's the women of his life.
Okay, but is she still alive? I know
yes.
She's not in the picture anymore.
Yeah, she's alive, but she's in prison right now.
She's in jail.
This is part of the dream. And it was a part of the dream, because this is part of the how Rex's life was, you know. And Jen
not everybody was dead, because Brody's not dead and Shane's not dead.
Yeah, no, it was just a dream. It had nothing to do with anybody being dead.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a dream only in Rex's mind, because he's right now fighting for his life, and he's playing this game show in his mind, which is Shane Maraska's father. It's like kind of So You Think You Can Dance, or like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire / So You're Smarter Than the Fifth Grader Jazz. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, you know, it was the same setup as Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and that was
exactly.
on Channel 7.
Well, that's actually where they shot those scenes on the
right,
set of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Georgette and I were actually down there that day they were shooting all that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool.
So you agree with me? There is a way that...
It's a soap opera, so there's always a way. It's just a matter of who is actually going to make it happen. So, yeah, I do.
One more thing, and I'll make this real, real quick.
Okay.
I agree they do have to finish this storyline, because Nash never found out who his father was. Leo Dupre never found out who his father was, and there are so much evidence. But there is a chance Leo can still come back, because they never found his body. And
right.
In lots of ways, I think it was Roger.
Rita,
yes.
All right, we're gonna pick up this conversation probably on Monday. Check out the calendars and go sign up for the email alerts, and I'll update everybody about guests. I don't have anybody on the calendar right now. I'm waiting for some callbacks.
Can you leave me on the
seconds.
Listening part? Can I
no,
be on
we're,
the listening?
We only have 90 seconds. We're getting ready to go off the air. So we're going to pick up the show tomorrow night, Soap Chat, 10 p.m. So just check that out. Go sign up for the email alerts, and I will send everybody updates on what guests are coming on. If we do not have guests on Monday, we will definitely have Soap Chat. So everybody go check that out. Go to StardishRadio.com and sign up.
Thank you so much
okay.
for letting me get this off.
Tony, you're welcome. Tony, thanks for calling in again. Love it.
My pleasure. Have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Okay, everybody. Have a great night. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Antonio Sabato Jr., and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Bradford Anderson, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Jason Thompson, and you are listening to Stardish Radio. Keep listening. This is the incredibly groovy Carolyn Hennessy with the incredibly groovier Girls of Stardish.